So we're going to go up to the state of Washington, and you know who it is. You want to introduce him, Bill or Vida?
Real simple. It's Tim Lincecum's father, Chris Lincecum, is on the phone. How you doing, Chris?
What's up, Mr. C?
Hey, what's happening, you guys? You run me high spy, Robert Culp and Bill Cosby.
Yes, that's it. That is your thoughts. Go ahead.
That's it.
You got the heights upside down, though, but those guys were both athletes and a lot of fun.
How you doing today?
Good, buddy, but I heard from you. What's going on? What do you like to talk about?
Well, we want to know.
We're calling his show now.
We want to know what you're thinking up there in the state of Washington today.
What do you think of Tim's game first on Friday night?
Oh, I think the thing I liked about that game the most is I didn't like the fact that he didn't throw his. I would have liked to see him throw more curveballs, and his curve is about 74, 75, and he's had a real good touch with it. The other thing was. But I really liked his poise and his pace throughout the game. He seemed to know what was going on the whole time. The funniest part, though, Marty, I don't know if you guys saw it on your side. I was watching both with the sound off on one of them. And I saw him sitting on a lounge chair in the dugout, relaxed with a bat between his legs, drinking his hand. This was a second inning.
Yeah, he wasn't sitting on a bench. He had his own little chair in there, didn't he?
Yeah, I asked him about that on a text that night, and he said, Dad, those benches are high, and it kind of cuts the circulation out of my thighs down in my calves, so I need to sit up. And I said, you got to take that chair with you, buddy.
That's funny. I think the last pitcher to do that was Satchel Paige. They gave him the rocking chair
yeah.
in the bullpen.
Yeah,
so
I think Barry could have done it, too. Barry Bonds could have done it, too, if he wanted to. They'd have let him.
Did you see more breaking balls? Did you like what he threw? Did you like his combination of pitches?
Well, as always, in the first couple of innings, it seems like the pitch selection is... I don't agree with the pitch selection. And, you know, when I get ahead, I don't want to throw anything close to the plate, and I don't want to throw 3,000 fastballs in a row. So, you know, the last few games, he's getting a little better on that. I know that it seems to be working that slider, which I really don't think is the best pitch unless you can keep it over and off the plate. You can't put that thing down the middle. Hey, Vida, I'm 66 years old. You know, if I didn't hurt so much when I'd swing, I think I could hit that ball because it's the slowest going out there that's relatively flat.
Wow.
And so, you know, you got to put that out of the zone.
Yeah, you got to have good location. Other than the fastball, the slider might be the pitch that's hit most in any other pitch because we have a tendency to hang it, and you don't hit that outside corner, whether you're left or right. You got to use that outer half of the plate. You're not throwing it for a strike most of the time. You're throwing it with two strikes. So that's what it's specifically used for, your two-strike swing and miss type pitch.
You're reading my mind. I agree. I don't want to see that thing around the plate. The only time I think a pitch gets by is a slider, and they float it. I see that ball going to the plate, I'm going, this is a major league hitter, the worst hitter in the league's probably better than anything most people see. And he throws that slow thing down the middle, and you're going, why didn't he swing it? Well, he wasn't looking for it.
Yeah, but you got to realize that a pitcher's mentality is we're always trying to throw the perfect pitch, and I don't know why we get into that mindset, but I'm as guilty of it as anybody else, and I was always trying to throw the perfect pitch, and there's no such thing.
No, there isn't. No, there isn't. And I think you should throw to zones. I don't think you should show to a point. You don't aim. It isn't aim small, miss small. You know, it's let your body do it and get a feel for it. And once you got a release point, then the batter can't see it. I mean, things happen fast. You know, I think as much as I hate to do it, I give umpires a credit, too, because anybody's umpired a guy that can throw over 90-plus miles an hour with a bunch of break, that thing jet changes fast. You got a mask on, a catcher bobbing up and down, except for Sanchez. He stays down. And how are you going to see that ball? It's tough to call those pitches. It still doesn't keep me from getting pissed off when he doesn't get a call.
You know what? I wish you would have been around when I was pitching. You could have been my pitching coach.
We had Bill Pozell, no?
Bill Pozell, that's very good. A.K.A. the Chief, also known as Porthole. 20 years in the Navy,
Dad,
never left port.
Is that right?
I remember watching you, and I could have been a good pitching coach. And by the way, I'm older than you, so I hope you'd call me at least sir occasionally.
Whoa! Well, he called you Mr. C.
Yes, I did.
That at least gives you some brownie points.
So, Chris, what do you think about Sanchez catching Tim and allowing him to throw more balls in the dirt and not being afraid to call for that?
I like Sanchez calling. And his biggest problem when he's come up is that he's hardly played, and he doesn't get a chance to play that much. He's real young. But he's tough. All he needed to do is get smarter, and I'm talking mentally around the plate, because what I like about him, like all the catchers I've ever had that are any good or seen, they're always up pretty tight to the plate. They catch the ball. They have the ball come into them. They don't reach out and reach out for the ball. You know, you're saying staying back. You can't get a low pitch, and an umpire's not going to call it a strike unless you call, you know, unless it's caught. So if you're sitting back, something he doesn't do, and you reach, that's when you're going to get hit with that bat. And also, you're in jeopardy because you're off balance. And I really like the way he sits back there. He just needs to get smarter.
Okay.
You know, today he'd have thrown a guy out at second base. That ball would have been thrown well, but he hitched a little bit because I think he didn't have a good grip on it. But I enjoy him. I really do.
Yeah, he's come back after the last stint in AAA. I think he's got a mindset better. I think he uses the pitches better, and he's hitting the ball a lot better, which means his shoulder's probably healed. And just like you said, Chris, he just needs to get a little more playing time.
All right, Chris Lindstrom is with it. Chris, let me say this. You know, we have so many people. We have people all over the world listening, all over the country, and certainly the Bay Area. Do you have a feel for, and Tim talked about it, you know, last week about the Bay Area and how much he enjoys it and being here. Do you have a feel for what he wants to do?
You set me up.
Well, I mean,
come on,
if I didn't know, he should, right?
Hey, we're on his radio show. We're asking you the question.
Wait, you know, if you don't ask that question, you know, everyone's sitting out there thinking the same thing.
Exactly.
So I'll ask if you don't. If you can't answer, it's not a problem, but it has to be.
No, I don't. Hey, Marty,
Father knows best.
A trial lawyer like yourself, I was waiting for it.
All right. Very funny.
Seriously, as always, every year, I've said this before, I'll say it again, and it really is the way it is. Timmy will make up his mind, you know, whenever he makes up his mind. He's been that way in everything he's done his whole life. Everything he waits for the last minute, he's always overcome. And I told him, you know, you will make that last decision. I do not want you making it based on anybody else's input other than his agent.
Okay.
You know, I want him to do it from his heart and his head.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do. I know he likes San Francisco and the players that are around him, the coaching staff. He's, you know, it's a big legacy for him. So do I think he's leaning to the San Francisco side? Yeah, I do. And so somebody would have to take him away.
Okay. All right. It's a fair answer.
You know, when they just had that waiver wire where he, Lopez, and Pence were out there, right? And they all got picked up.
Mm-hmm.
That tells you that there are people out there that will take him for whatever they want him.
Sure.
You know, and he's still young. I don't see him on the DL.
Never.
Never, right?
Never.
He's been run over a couple of times, flipped up in the air, hit with balls in the butt and the ass. I mean, he's got the cup on.
Yeah, that play at the plate. Remember, he got screamed at the plate.
Got
on
smoked.
Someone. Remember, a guy slid into him? Boy, that was something.
Yeah.
That's what we call tough. That's the difference. Not what you can dish out. It's what you can take. Right, Vida?
Yes, sir. That's right. You got to give it.
Chris,
you called him sir.
Yes.
You got a sir out of him.
Chris,
thank you.
Bullpen or starting? Do you see bullpen in his future as a closer or something?
You know, when they asked him that, and it went on for a while, and you were part of that, Marty, right?
Yeah.
Asking, you know, well, yeah, it could be. And he did great in the playoffs.
He did. I called him the Golden Gate Bridge.
That's right.
Sure, it could be a part of his future down the line, but down the line isn't next year.
Okay.
You know, he can. What do you throw? How many pitches he throw on that no-hitter?
138?
Yeah.
I don't know,
yeah,
something like that.
148. So, you know, it's not like his arm's running out.
Yeah.
You know, I think they talk about velocity going down. Everybody's velocity goes down.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Even Nolan Ryan's, right, did. So, you know, when that happens, you know, who knows? You know, it's genetics. It's how well you take care of yourself and a little bit of luck.
When did you lose your fastball?
I got to tell you that.
Hey, Marty, I've asked him to come to fantasy camp. He won't come to fantasy camp.
Yeah.
See, he's the perfect person to come
to
fantasy.
He?
Yeah,
yeah.
Mid-60s.
He'd be
a
number one draft choice.
He will. Vida will take you, Chris. There you go, right there, right off the bat.
I got to see you throw first.
I know. Like I told Lask, and same story, when I was 52, I went up and pitched a batting practice to my older son, and I hit over 88 numerous times, according to the...
Really?
I had guns, and, you know, I about had a heart attack out there, and I only threw about...
88? Boy, hey, that's 88.
That was a fast gun, Marty.
Well,
that was a Jugs fast gun.
Pretty good. Were you in a car when you threw it? Was the car moving? That's pretty good. Right. Hey, Chris, thank you, as always, for calling.
Excellent, Chris. Thanks for calling, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, Mother.
All right, Mother. Take care, buddy.
Always have fun with him. Really. He's, you know. It's always have fun with it, really. My goodness.
88?
Hey, come on.
88? I was topping out at 88.
I haven't even hit 88 in a while.
I have to see that one to believe it.
And how old was he?
Well, he said 52. Did he say 52 or something like that?
Maybe he was thrown at 50 feet.
That's what we didn't ask. That's right. Was he on a dime?
If he was throwing batting practice, he wasn't throwing off the rubber. He was moving in.
You're right.
So
very good point. All right.